Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Matt Lasher is joining us from the Wester Automotive Group this morning to talk about a community challenge. You know, we found out Friday, Matt, from the Buffalo Naval Park, and that the Sullivan's, the destroyer, was in danger of sinking as it's been taking on water. Wester seemed to jump into action immediately with a donation. Tell us about that and why it was so important to respond so quickly.
Yeah, that's right, Susan. Good morning. Well, you know, when the story started coming out on Friday, you know, everybody at Wester, led by Scott Beeler, our president and CEO, felt compelled and a desire to help here. So Scott reached out to Paul Marzello, president and CEO of the Buffalo Erie County Naval Park, and Dan Mecca, their volunteer PR person, and, you know, just wanted to try to do something to help. So to get things kick-started, Wester is donating $50,000 as part of the community challenge for the emergency repairs for the Sullivans. And, you know, there's been some community support already, but there's some ways to go. And we have learned that there's even more need. You know, they need over $1 million to help their fleet there. So they have a fundraising site, keepingourshipsafloat.org. And we encourage everybody, businesses and community people, if you can, to participate.
It is a really good opportunity for people to get involved in something that, I mean, puts a unique stamp on Buffalo. It's something you don't get in other cities, something that's great and we want to really hold on to here.
That's right, Brian. I mean, this is obviously a critical, critical piece to Western New York, and the Naval Park just brings so much to our city. So it's really important that we all stand behind it.
Matt, have you noticed since that initial kickstart, that donation of $50,000, that other corporate citizens have kind of jumped in?
You know, I think there's been a lot of tremendous feedback from the community so far, even just through this weekend. You know, I talked to Paul the other day and yesterday, and he said it was kind of like a telethon over there. He was taking a lot of phone calls. So I think the support's been good. But again, I mean, the $100,000 emergency need, you know, we're grateful that I think we're going to be able to get there. But there's over $1 million of need for long-term repairs to the fleet.
Yeah, and getting there quickly is another thing that we have to, because it is an emergency repair. $100,000 is needed. But as you're pointing out, that's basically the Band-Aid. And then there's still so much more that has to be done to make sure that we're not in this position every single winter.
Yeah, it's amazing. When you start learning, when you dig a little deeper into the story, and you start learning what's going to be required of these ships and, you know, these expert divers and repair teams. You know, Wester's got a lot of good technicians out there, but these divers, they got to be something else. But, yeah, absolutely. It seems like a daunting task, but I think we can get there.
Yeah, there's a great video in the story at WBEN.com of exactly what they're finding, some of the problems in different parts of the ship where water is actually coming in. You can check that out, again, at WBEN.com. But, you know, Matt, Wester is kind of taking a leading role here on this. I mean, giving back to the community is not really a strange thing for Wester at all.
You know, it's not. We have as part of our Wester Cares initiative is what we're calling it, which is really just an extension of the community advocacy and participation that Scott's led us through over the years. It's a response to the 70 years of support and loyalty we've received from the Western New York community. So our Wester Cares initiative is looking for things like this to help out and do what we can to support a community that's always supported us.
How can businesses, other corporations get involved in this effort? And then how can individuals maybe get involved if they're not looking to make, you know, as big of a gift financially? How can they get involved?
Yeah, I would say this, Brian, every dollar helps, right? And they do have a fundraising site, keepingourshipsafloat.org. And so if you go to that site, you can make a donation directly to the Naval Park.
And, you know, it's not just, like Brian said, for corporate citizens, but for maybe people who served at some point in their life, or, you know, people who have service members in their family that they might want to give this way.
That's absolutely right. We know it's a challenging time in the community. Obviously, the last year or so has been difficult for a lot of people. So if there is, if you are in a position where you can help, then that's great. And if you're not, certainly everybody understands that too. But yeah, businesses, community members, veterans, whoever can chip in, it'll definitely go to help our city.
Matt, we appreciate the time this morning. Good luck.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right. Matt Lasher with the Wester Automotive Group. And we've got a link to Keep Our Ships Afloat campaign. You'll find that in the story on the Sullivans at WBEN.com.